Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hey, Ron.
Hey, brother.
How are you?
I am doing phenomenal. I'm actually doing a special dinner at Club Arcata Speakeasy for a 96-year-old birthday World War II veteran. He was here as a customer on Sunday. I said, hey, I'm going to throw you a party. You're turning 96 on Monday. So really excited about Tony Maggio over here.
Hey, that's great. Sunday, yep. You had the Dick Biondi concert, right?
That's coming up. That's this Sunday coming up.
This Sunday.
He'll be 89 years old this Sunday.
Yeah, I saw the lineup. It's going to be great. So, a new theater.
Yeah, man.
How about it? Tell me about it.
Well, the Displanes Theater has been something that's been going back and forth, John, for a lot of years. And, you know, so many of those other owners, and then the city wanted to, you know, just trying to save it, trying to revitalize it. And finally, we struck a deal. We've been working on it for the last couple of years. And we are at that point where a grand opening is going to happen on Halloween. So here's the thing, though.
Oh, cool.
You, my friend, because we've been friends a long, long time, have a radio exclusive. Because I have not announced who the actual first show is. You know, something kind of escaped or leaked, as we say in the media, about we had shows going during the month of October. But the reality is we moved those shows, and our first show will be October 31st on Halloween, the very first show that's going to happen here in so many decades. And we're very excited to show everybody.
I thought you were going to tell me who it is.
Well, I don't know if I should do that. I mean, I don't know. I'm a little, you know, scared to do that. We haven't announced it yet, and it's a pretty big deal. And
yeah,
I don't know.
You set me up. You said you're going to give me an exclusive, and now you're backing off. Now you're
thinking, I don't know.
Now you're walking it back, Ron. I mean, come on.
All right, John. For you, my friend, because you're a Chicago icon legend, and love you very much. So
thank
here
you.
It is. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm going to give you, here's our tagline.
All right.
We built it, and he's coming.
We built it, and he's coming.
Come on, John. Don't let me down. How about your listeners? I bet you they would get it.
Are we talking about, come on, baseball?
Come on.
Baseball.
Yeah, you're warm.
Come on. Who is it? Kevin Costner.
There we go.
Thank you.
We are opening October 31st, Halloween, with none other than Kevin Costner. That's right.
Wow.
He has a band?
He has a band. That's the thing. He's got, it's called Kevin Costner in Modern West. It's a country band. It's actually, John, his band from college. He's been playing for a long time.
Wow.
And it's kind of a cool story here, because when I was thinking about the Arcata Theater, you know, this is now 18 years ago already, John.
Jeez.
And I know, man. And you know, I played baseball semi-pro my whole life, you know, and Kevin, I was a big fan of Kevin Costner, like any other baseball fan is. And, you know, as we all know where Field of Dreams is, Dyersville, Iowa,
yep.
three hours straight down Route 20 there. And so the weekend that I was supposed to, you know, make the decision if I was going to have the Arcata to do it, because with the Arcata Theater, because it's going to cost a lot of money, a lot of time, a lot of effort. I didn't know, man. I was really on the fence, and I had to make that decision by the Monday. So Sunday comes. I just want to clear my head. My brother and I, we always want to do this thing, a bucket list item, John, was to get in the car, drive 3 hours, throw our baseball gloves into the car, and let's want to throw the ball around the Field of Dreams. And so we, you know what, we said, let's just do it. So we packed up the car, we drove 3 hours down Route 20, we got there. It's not what, it didn't look like what it looks like now, John. It was some kind of a mobile home there, not a mobile home, but a trailer, like construction trailer type thing.
Yeah.
We knock on the door, lady answers. I said, you know what, it's a bucket list. Would you mind if I threw the ball around on the field. She said, absolutely not. This is private property. You can't do it. We're like, oh, man.
Wow.
So $100 later, we're throwing the ball around the field. And and you know what, John? Like I said, I didn't know what I wanted to, you know, what to do. But I'm telling you, it was crazy because it was like nobody walked out of the the cornfields.
Yeah, right.
But you know, it hit me like, holy crap. So I took this ball, the ball we were playing with, I smashed it into that orange soil there, and I wrote on there, I said to my brother, I said, Rich, if we build it, they will come. And I handed the ball to my brother. I said, we're going to laugh about this one day. So fast forward a few years later, we got the Arcata rocking and rolling. I finally am able to score Kevin Costner and Modern West at the theater. He gets there. I tell him the story. He starts welling up. He says, you know what? I can't believe that, you know, you're telling me this story because I got into acting because I wanted to touch people. And if you're telling me my film somehow gave you the idea or the support to do this place, it's amazing. So I said, yeah, that's absolutely right. So he at the end of the show, he was waving at me from the stage. I thought, how cool am I?
Yeah.
I was waving at me.
Yeah, how about
it? I didn't know he was waving goodbye, and I thought, I want to get something signed from him. I didn't get nothing signed from him. Well, it turns out that he signed a poster of the Field of Dreams and left it for me. It said, Dear Ron, you built it, and they came. Congratulations. And that was about the Arcata Theater.
Yes.
So now that I'm opening up the displays, what better person than the A-lister Kevin Costner to be the first show that we have there on October 31st?
I think it's awesome. Awesome, awesome. So October 31st, Kevin Costner, what's that band called again? The what?
It's called Kevin Costner and Modern West.
Modern West.
Okay. And you know what's cool about it, John, is that, you know, the songs that he sings, he wrote all the songs.
Really?
And you know, and I asked him, I said, are these songs that are about Field of Dreams, about Dances with Wolves, about Untouchables, JFK? He said, no. He goes, you got to understand, you know, we're doing these films on location. You know, I'll go out and film for a half hour a scene, and then 16 hours I'll be sitting in the trailer there waiting for the next scene.
That's true.
So these are songs that I wrote while being in the trailers and waiting to be filming. So he tells a little bit of stories behind it. It's a great show, and it's really going to be historic because, you know, the people have been longing for this Blaine's Theater to open for a long, long time.
How did you swing it after all these years? How is it that Ron Onesti gets this theater open?
Well, you know, there's something that the city of Des Plaines, they deserve the credit because they find, you know, they've approached me on several over the years, you know, would you buy this? And I'm like, man, I mean, the place was, whatever's under the horrible level, that's where this thing was, John. It was, I mean, really, you know, just short of being condemned. I mean, it was really bad shape. And I'm like, you know what? I could never sell the amount of tickets it was going to take to renovate this place, you know. So I went back and forth. Finally, the city, they came to the Arcata. They said, wait a second, this is what we're looking for, the interaction, the preserving the history, but being a cool place. And,
right.
You know, I really pride ourselves on the variety. Now, if you look at our first week at Des Plaines, it'll show you the variety. First day is Kevin Costner. Then on Monday, we have Paul Anka. And then we've got the guys from ELO.
What?
And then we've got
Stop. Who's coming from ELO?
We've got some of the band members that unfortunately Jeff Lynn is not able to come this time. But these are members, past members of ELO, ELO 2, the orchestra.
Ooh, man.
Mick Kaminsky, who is that was the violinist in the ELO and on the New World's record.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a fabulous, fabulous show.
I'll bet.
Paul Anka, of course, Kenny Wayne Shepherd, the fabulous blues. So, yeah. But that's just the first week. That's just the first freak. I'm losing my mind.
Yeah, you know, Ron, that does not surprise me that you're losing your mind. First of all, you got this theater opening, plus you still got the Arcata, and you're only one person, and you can't be in two places at the same time.
Well, I am. I have been compared to Michael Jackson and Janet Jackson together. So I am in the same room at the same time with myself sometimes.
Well, listen, we're going to look forward to the opening of the theater and all these great acts and all the best to you. We'll talk again about it, but It sounds fantastic. And well, congratulations.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you. Thank you for all you've done for us over the years. Again, legend, icon. We love you very much. We'd love to have you at the theater there. Be at the grand opening, special guest, because I know that will draw people. So we would love to have you. You're always welcome, brother.
Thank you, Ron. Talk to you soon. Thanks for being with us. Ron Onesti, promoter, concert promoter extraordinaire.